So I wanted to do this audio with regards to why children don't like eating animal proteins, chicken, fish, and all that. I'm going to divide it into two parts. I'll first explain what these foods are, because they're in the categories of proteins, and then we'll talk about why children struggle with it. Now, proteins take the longest to digest. They are not hard to digest, they just take a long time to digest. For example, if you eat a piece of beef this morning, let's say you ate it by 8 o'clock, that thing will not digest till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? That's why you stay fuller for longer when you eat more proteins than when you eat just anyhow carbohydrates. The second part is because they take so, the reason why they take so long to digest is because of how compact they are and how the body has to break them down into amino acids. They are not that easy to do. It takes a while to break it down. And the tougher the meat is, or the tougher the texture is, like if it's muscle, like from beef, or if it is the harder part of the chicken, stuff like that, it just takes a while, right? Egg is more of a complete protein that has a higher fat content, right? And the texture itself, there isn't much of a muscular texture combination, unlike beef, chicken, or even fish, okay? Now, the reason why children struggle with eating these things is because it just takes too long. I'll say that again. The reason why they struggle to eat these things is because they just take too long. And aside from taking too long, they have a distinctive flavor. Meat, you can't make anything taste like meat. Chicken, you can't make anything taste like chicken. Fish, you can't take... In fact, what will happen is you might eat a piece of fish and say it tastes like chicken. So protein has a distinctive taste, just like egg. You can't make anything taste like egg, right? So it has a distinctive, very powerful taste. Now, when you are introducing solids, the bulk of the time when parents introduce solids and introduce foods, we don't introduce these things as part of the food. Because we have it in our mind that it is, when I serve you pap, I can't add chicken to it, I can't add fish to it, I have to blend it, it has to be crayfish. No, you can add these things because they are built to build flavor. The sooner you start introducing it and the sooner they understand that distinctive flavor, the less of a challenge you will have when it is time to now start serving it on the plate, right? Now, the other part of it that is the issue is it takes too long for them to eat it. Now think of a child that is on the move, on the run, has a lot of activities to do, has a lot of things to do, sitting down to try and be tearing chicken. When you think about eating, the time it takes you to eat your rice is not the same time it takes you to eat the meat. You actually take longer to eat the meat because you actually have to chew it. So if they don't understand the taste, and then you're now asking them to struggle with the idea of chewing it, it just makes it overly complicated that they rather not even eat it or see it in their food. So I always tell parents that the same way you work with veggies is the same way you're going to work with animal proteins. Start by blending them and adding them to a lot of their meals. Then gradually move from blending to grating. Then move from grating to chopping. Before you eventually start putting a piece of chicken or a piece of fish in your child's plate, I mean, this is a child that is on the move. At two, I don't want to sit down and be tearing pieces of meat and chicken. It takes too long. I might even carry it in my mouth for so long. After sucking out all the juice, I'll throw it out for you because it takes too long. So we need to understand that concept. So if your child is struggling to eat these things now, it means they did not understand the distinctive flavor. And aside from not understanding the distinctive flavor, you're heavily focused on serving a piece of meat next to their rice or a piece of chicken with their spaghetti. They don't want that. Mix it in with the food and let them eat their food and be on their way. They will still get the same nutritional benefit. I hope this answers the question for everyone.